Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. Hey, what's up? It's the Irregular Man. So, part of this podcast is supposed to be me talking about games and how these games possibly affect my outlook on life, the feelings that they give me, the philosophies that I may interpret, yada yada. So, the game that I want to talk about now is a little ditty called Hyperlight Drifter. It's made by the developer Heart Machine, and I'm not really familiar with things that Heart Machine has done or anything else that they have in development, but what I do know is that they crafted something so beautiful to me. It stirs up nostalgia like no other. I mean, it reminds me so much of Zelda: A Link to the Past, but that's just because it's supposed to. It literally is patterned off of that game, and as Heart Machine, the developer, has said, it's meant to mimic gameplay on the SNES, which, of course, is one of the greatest game systems of all time. People still play it. People still talk about it. Anyway, let's get into it. So, anyway, first thing, the soundtrack. Amazing. It was actually crafted by a guy that calls himself Disaster Piece. I mean, it's true mood music. If you go to YouTube and look up the Hyperlight Drifter soundtrack, you'll see that it had 28 tracks. All of them set like this really dark, ominous, sad, melancholy type of mood, which goes forth with the premise. So what you have is this guy called the Drifter, and the Drifter is basically a throwback to this technology that has gone, has come and gone. So he's able to tap into all this technology that has really been laid bare. Like it's nobody can interact with it but him. So anyway, he's suffering from some type of disease, and as he goes through and he beats certain bosses, you see him kind of coughing up blood, and like he has tuberculosis or something. It's beautiful, man. I mean, it is really a pleasure to play this game. It's the difficulty is right up there with something like Diablo, you know. The combat system, I would say, it's like, mwah. Once again, it's beautiful. Like, I just gotta give them, I have to tip my hat to something so gorgeous. So in the game, you get this dash, and you have to use this dash in order to traverse certain environments. The dash also, it also allows you to get to certain items that you can't get otherwise. So to master the dash, and really you have to time this thing perfectly, right? So each button press has to be timed exactly in order for him to keep dashing. And you can dash as long as you want until you run into something. And like I said, the comparison with Legend of Zelda is so on point that, I mean, you'll see it right there. It's he's even gathering like these Triforce elements, right? And he has this little robotic sprite like thing that follows him around, and that he can interact with that opens up passages for him. So it's I can see where they wanted to emulate all the experience that you might have had with Zelda. And I mean, it kind of reminds me of what some games have done mimicking Metroid, right? Like Shadow Complex, if you played that. The overall feel when playing this game, so oftentimes I just play with my headset on. And for me, just to walk around and just listen to the music, it matches the environment so well. And the atmosphere is perfect. There's not many games I can say that are perfect in that way. This one is right on point. The story is told without words. It's just images, and you can probably get a sense of what's going on by the images, but for me, I wouldn't have minded some words. I wouldn't have minded some words that went along, because to be honest, some of the images are really kind of ambiguous, and the ambiguity it kills me, because you really want to know what this guy is suffering from, you know, what is really going on. I haven't finished the game yet, but I am at the last stage. I've gathered all of the elements of the game. There might be a few outfits I'm missing, but I have all the guns. All of them are upgraded. So there's that. Now, in the background, you'll see these images of like giants. It seems like there was like this great battle that was fought, which is amazing to me. I mean, God, I can't sing the praises of this enough. I mean, it really is kind of Lovecraftian. It's like a futuristic Lovecraftian type of story. It really is. It gets to the heart of what we might be envisioning for these kind of bigger than life characters that Lovecraft was talking about. You know, these monsters and that rule the world with an iron fist or what have you. Also, what I love about it is, you know, the drifter, the icon that he represents, the loner, the one that's not understood, nobody really gets. He has an outlook that is unique to him, and his purpose is only unveiled as he goes through the story. You know, he doesn't even understand what's going on. And as he gets further and further along, more is revealed, and the stronger he gets. He's a hero cast in a world that's basically just left him behind. He's an anachronism, as they say. And I think about like what values he might have held in contrast to those of the status quo. Like, he interacts with some of these characters, and they tell him a story of characters that came before him that looked like him, and that, you know, how others have harmed them. And so you get an idea of he's trying to right wrongs. And I think of how it's much like today, like how we see society kind of look down upon those that are different, those that don't think like the status quo, those that are shunned, but still have such a unique perspective that they're worthy of speaking to. I mean, my question was like, do real warriors find themselves by combating their past demons. Is that the warrior spirit is the warrior spirit is it validated by what he has to overcome in order to make his existence meaningful? Is that the validation? That was kind of circular, but is that the validation that he needs? You know, finding meaning in battle, and through battle, he unearths a very unique side to himself. And I'm wondering if there will be a sequel. I hope it would be. I can see how many people love the game, and actually, they're starting to use. Matter of fact, in the next No More Heroes game, the Drifter is going to be a skin that can be worn. So that'll be kind of cool. I mean, it's definitely had some Game Awards. I forget which ones. But man, I'm looking forward to it. But if you get a chance, go ahead and pick up Hyper Light Drifter. It's going to be, I definitely know it's going to be on Switch. It's on PS4. It's real cheap right now. It's less than $20. I think it's on Xbox. It's definitely on the Steam. It's definitely on Steam. So if you get a chance to play it, go ahead, check it out. I highly recommend it. It gave me so many questions about what games could be, what they should be. This is just a wonderful game. If I had to rate it, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. All right. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Stay tuned for my next podcast. Probably be Friday. And my pleasure. Until next time, take care of yourself. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.